The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you once again for joining us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I just learned something new. I learned that not only are we live, so you can call us at 845-651-1110. I knew that already, but I just found that if you are shy and don't want to call in, but you want to text me, you can, and I can read your questions, 845-781-0839. If you want to send us a text, I hope that's the right number that I just gave out. No, it's not. Okay, that's somebody else's number, apparently. That's all right. I'm going to get this together. In the meantime, so don't call that number. Don't text that number. It's somebody else. Just give us a call, 845-651-1110. So happy Friday, everybody. I missed you last Friday because it was Thanksgiving. And so we have today with us Adam Pernice from Pernice's Rescue Training. Yes?
Yes, that's right, Barbara.
You could get a little bit closer to the mic. Sorry, people. I'm trying to get myself back together. I missed a week. See what happens when you miss a week, and the next thing you know, you just feel like totally out of place here. So I just want to give a couple people who are listening a couple of important dates for the Chamber of Commerce. We have, of course, the first and best networking event of the year, Snowball. And this year, it's going to be January 27th, 2018. So we're asking you to save the date. We're going to do it once again at the beautiful Anthony's Pier 9, located in New Windsor. And I went last year for the first time. I had such a great time. It was a wonderful event. It was put on by our Snowball committee, who's part of the committee is our Director of Events, Erin Pasquale. And so she puts on a great event, and we are inviting everyone. Remember, you do not have to be a member to be part of or come join us at the Snowball. We have our information on Facebook. We have it on our website, and I will be mentioning it on the radio every chance that I get. So what? It's December, right? So probably like three more times before, and then in January, three more times. So make sure that you get the early bird special so you can get like a discount. You have to get it by January 1st so you can get a discount on the price for the tickets to the event. So send Erin Pasquale an email at erinp@orangeny.com or call the chamber at 845-457-9700 to get your tickets. Don't miss it. Our host sponsor this year is Crystal Run Healthcare. Just want to remind everyone, Crystal Run Healthcare, I get the opportunity to speak with a doctor here on WTBQ once a month. When we cover different topics. Next week, I am going to have a doctor on with me. And so we're going to be doing that also, continuing that on with 2018, when once a month we will have a doctor join us to kind of keep us healthy, because that's what Crystal Run wants to do. So next week, stay tuned, because I am going to have Dr. Rafael Saeed, and we're going to be talking about like kidney disease and kidney functions and transplants and all that stuff. So make sure you join us next week on WTBQ or Orange County Chamber Business Wise. I also want to let you know that we have our December membership breakfast. Again, although it has the name membership, doesn't mean you have to be a member to join us for the Chamber Breakfast. This month, we are doing it on a Tuesday. So it will be Tuesday, December 19th at 7:30 a.m. The topic is the state of the county. And of course, our speaker is going to be County Executive Stephen Newhouse. And our sponsor is going to be Access Supports for Living. So if you're interested in joining us at the beautiful West Hills Country Club in the town of Walk Hill at 7:30 a.m. for a fabulous breakfast. I've been doing it for a year now with the Chamber. Can you believe December 6th? I will be 1 year as Director of Communications with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. So December 19th, join us for breakfast at the Chamber's monthly breakfast. Again, West Hills Country Club, 7:30 a.m. You do not want to miss it. You want some information on that? Again, Erin Pasquale, erinp@orangeny.com, or give us a call, and the wonderful Arlene will answer the call at 845-457-9700. And one other message, actually two more, I'm sorry, Adam. taking up your time. I just want to let people know my business watch printed yesterday. It is the final edition for the year of 2017. It's got all kinds of wonderful not-for-profit organizations, things for the holidays, some great articles in there. Also an article, the cover story, about the efforts of the relief for Puerto Rico, which is near and dear to my heart because, unless you can tell through my voice, I am Puerto Rican and I do have family in Puerto Rico. So it was wonderful to have an opportunity to assist with the relief for Puerto Rico. So the paper is printed yesterday. It should be going out in the mail. Here's the big news. We have recently became premium media partners with the Times Herald Record. So our circulation went from 16,000. Now we are up to 36,000. And it's going to be an insert in the Times Herald Record. That is a wonderful thing for me. I call it my Christmas present for me and Christmas present for all you that are following us. So the Business Watch, keep an eye out for that. And I also will have a digital copy that I will absolutely place in our Facebook page. So if you want to get a digital format of that, you can always send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com and I will send you a copy. And then one last thing, 2017 is almost over, but 2018 is right around the corner. And if you are a member of the chamber, you can come on the radio with me or Lynn Allen Sion, who's the president of the Chamber of Commerce here on WTBQ. And we can talk about your the businesses that you provide. You can connect with other businesses, kind of give us a little story about, you know, why you chose to go into the business that you go into. And we have spots available for 2018. So if you want to come on the radio with me, send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com. And I will be more than happy to have you come on WTBQ with me. And I promise I won't steal up as much time as I stole from Adam. Hi, Adam.
He's Hi,
sitting,
Barbara.
Sitting so quietly over there. I'm trying to see, are you over your nerves?
We'll see how it goes.
So Adam's, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you came from.
Okay, my name is Adam Panis. I'm the founder and owner of Panis's Rescue Training. Mm-hmm. I started the business approximately about a year ago, and that's when I also joined the Orange Chamber of Commerce.
Right from the gate.
Right, exactly. Because I knew that that's the one of the it's a very important way to network.
Mm-hmm.
So a little brief background on myself. I started doing EMS, which is emergency medical services, through the 911 system when I joined the volunteer fire department in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I joined the an engine company at the time. Out in Long Island, most of the ambulance companies are joined with the fire department.
Oh, okay.
So I joined an engine company, and those are the people that put the water on the fire because there's other companies within the fire department. And I was very excited about it, and I enjoyed doing it, but I wanted to go on more fire calls. So what I did was, and I asked permission, and they allowed me to go on ambulance calls. So I really enjoyed helping people and, you know, taking care of them in emergency situations. So I rode with them, and then
you learned.
I learned all the different ways how
the
you could
treat
people.
The tricks and trades and how to CPR and all those things, huh?
Right, exactly. And then I wound up becoming an emergency medical technician in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1986, I joined the Health and New York City EMS, which at that point was owned by New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation.
Okay.
And then I worked in Bed-Stuy, Crown Heights, Kings County area for numerous years. And then for the last year I was there, I worked up at the academy, mm-hmm. you know, training, and I got some instructor certifications.
Which academy? The academy
New York City EMS Academy.
Oh, okay, New York City, okay.
Right, so now it's the it's a New York City Fire Department.
Okay.
But at the time it was Health and Hospitals Corporation.
Okay, all right, got it.
And so I got some instructor certifications before I left. And then in 1990, I joined the NYPD. So I retired in 2009. I'm a retired detective from NYPD. But all through the time in NYPD, I continued to work per diem for Jamaica Hospital in Queens.
Okay.
As a EMT. And then I wound up getting certified as a paramedic. And then also Long Island College Hospital in Brooklyn, which is no longer there anymore. Mm-hmm. But I worked as a paramedic at working at those two hospitals per diem, you know, along with working with NYPD.
Wait, hold on. So your passion was in the rescue emergency services area.
Right, exactly.
But you became a police officer.
Right, because, I mean, ultimately you have to go where, the money is in the benefits, unfortunately.
Well, and they do have great benefits and great retirement package.
Right, but I still loved EMS, so I continued to do it. And
but that is helpful. That is a helpful thing to have when you join law enforcement, to have a specialty. Because I know that helps for up here when you have guys that are applying for deputies, for example. If they have that kind of background, usually they're utilized for things like the SWAT team or the SOG unit, you know, because they have that specialization that they bring with them.
Right, exactly. But I liked working on the ambulance and doing the direct care. And so I joined that, and then I did that throughout my career with NYPD. And then I got additional certifications, paramedic. I achieved my bachelor's. Uh-huh. And then, you know, I still work at Kingsborough Community
College.
You
were just completely busy the entire time. So we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we are going to kind of continue with that. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. We'll be right back.
Years later, I can still savor the memories of aromas that wafted past my nose, making my mouth water and stomach growl as I watched my grandfather carve the focus of our feast around our Thanksgiving table. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie. As the holidays approach, I think of my great-great-grandfather who crafted that dining table all by himself in 1860. Over 150 years later, his sturdy creation is still inspiring long-lasting family memories. Instead of buying imports and veneered particle board, Millspaugh Furniture offers you the option of solid wood, American-made home furniture, which is more likely to become the centerpieces of your family memories for generations too. Isn't it time to invest in non-disposable Millspaugh Furniture, where not only will you get years of use and comfort, but furniture which may share your family stories for generations? That's Millspaugh Furniture, inspiring long-lasting family memories and offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales?
Using new moisturizer?
Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too?
Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The real estate market is hot. If you have been thinking of selling your home, now is the time. At Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty, we pride ourselves on delivering an exceptional client experience. Our professional agents will provide you with the market data you need to price your home properly and follow through with the best marketing to get your home sold. Call our office today at 845-986-4848.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon for the latest legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ. We're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And like I mentioned, on December 6th is going to be 1 year that I have been with the Chamber of Commerce. And I think, like, when I started, Lynn pushed me right into the radio with WTBQ. So I'm thinking, like, the next day I was, or that same week, I was on WTBQ. And it's been just a wonderful time ever since. So I got a correction. So forgive me, whoever I gave cell phone number out before, do not text that number. You can actually text the station at 845-397-7743 if you have any questions for Adam or you have any questions for me. But we're also live, so if you want to give us a call at 845-651-1110. Make sure you're listening to this because Adam is in rescue training. And so you're going to, you know, tell us about the things. When you met Taylor out before, you told her, give us a little, like, what are the things that you cover?
Okay, so my company, we teach American Heart Association courses from, you know, basic life support, advanced cardiac life support for adults and children. We teach American Safety and Health Institute programs, primarily wilderness first aid and also a babysitting course.
Mm, okay.
And then we also teach pet CPR and first aid, which is very
popular. The most popular. Yeah. I'm sure you say pet CPR, pet whatever, and everybody's like, oh, I want that.
Right, exactly. And then we also teach, we give lectures on active shooter courses.
Oh, okay.
Well, we give an active shooter lecture for people.
And does the lecture, does it include a scenario attached to it or no?
No, it's lectures and then skills as far as what you can do in just in case it would occur mm-hmm. in your facility. We try to customize it to the facility we're doing the presentation at.
Oh, okay. So it's almost kind of creating a drill type format for the location that you're in.
Right, exactly. Except we won't have like simulators or guns or anything like that. It's strictly lecture and skills, what you could do to try to keep yourself safe during that situation.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about each segment. And I know that the CPR, pet CPR segment is probably the one that's going to be remembered by everyone. But let's go back. You were telling us you're building yourself up with your... You were just taking all kinds of college courses. You were doing per diem work. You were just being a cop and being the EMT guy.
Right. So what I really enjoy, I love teaching and also, working on the ambulance, helping people. Mm-hmm. So while through PD, like I was saying, I've got additional instructor certifications. And then I also completed my bachelor's of science, fire science. Mm-hmm. And then also during that time, I was teaching at LaGuardia Community College, EMT mm-hmm. and paramedic courses.
When did you have the time? You're like, I'm teaching here. I was doing this. I was doing per diem there.
I know. I like to keep myself busy.
Apparently.
I'm basically a workaholic. But so currently I work at Jamaica Hospital as a paramedic, town of Wallkill, right up here in Middletown as a paramedic. And I teach at Kingsborough Community College. And also LaGuardia Community College.
But here's the thing. Business. You're saying this to me and I'm exhausted because you're saying you do this here and then you're driving all the way down to Jamaica, Queens. And then you're coming up and then you're going everywhere.
Yeah. See, most of the work is per diem. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, it's not like 160 hours a week or anything like that.
Oh, okay. All right,
it's per diem. So it's here and there. Mm-hmm. Or like one day here, one day there. So it's sporadic throughout the year. So this way I could make my schedule so I could devote more time to my business.
So you were a cop, a police officer.
Right, actually a retired detective.
Oh, retired detective, okay. Right. And so you retired detective and you decided I am going to continue with your EMT certification.
Right, well actually paramedic certification.
Paramedics,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the...
What's the difference? Because I don't know.
So the difference is EMTs, they're basic life support, and paramedics are advanced life support.
Oh, okay.
So as far as advanced life support, we could start IVs, we could give medications, we can do cardiac monitoring, read EKGs, do advanced electrical therapy.
Oh, okay.
For if somebody's having a heart attack or they need like an external pacemaker, or if their heart is going too fast, we could synchronize cardioverter. And also we could do advanced airways as far as
intubating. So who's in the ambulance then? Is it the EMTs that are in the ambulance? Or when is a paramedic, how do you know who's who?
They're recognized by the patch. Mm-hmm. It'll either be an EMT patch or a paramedic patch.
Ah.
And then depending on the region that you're in, mm-hmm. Will determine as far as who your EMS provider would be. Like in New York City, basic life support jobs, mm-hmm. the EMTs will get. And if they need advanced or more, a higher level of care, then they'll call for a paramedic backup.
All right.
Or paramedics will just go there if it comes in, say, as far as a high priority, like cardiac related or respiratory related.
Oh, well, I learned something new today. I always called everybody an EMT, because it's like you figured those are just acronyms and it's talking about everybody that handles that. So it's good to know. So you're a paramedic. You retire from the NYPD, retired detective, and you come up to the Hudson Valley and you start Pernice's rescue training.
Right. So what my company does is we teach, like I said before, American Heart Association courses. So they American Heart Association is the certification that most healthcare providers need. Mm. People going into the nursing field, doctors, even doctors now that are seasoned professionals, they still have to renew their certifications like advanced cardiac life support, basic life support. They have to renew their certifications every 2 years. And So we do that. We do advanced level, advanced life support, pediatric advanced life support, and also basic life support certification classes, and then also first aid and regular CPR for like the layperson, mm-hmm. where you don't need any medical background. And then we also do a bloodborne pathogens course, also through all certified through American Heart Association.
Okay.
And then the American Safety Institute, mm-hmm. Or American Safety and Health Institute, they have the same courses and they follow AHA guidelines. However, the certification card is by the acronym is ASHI, American Safety and Health Institute. And like some, like the Boy Scouts of America, mm-hmm. only recognize ASHI courses.
Okay.
So just this past fall, I did a wilderness first aid course with a bunch of troop leaders from Yorktown, you know, Boy Scout troop leaders from Yorktown. And because they needed their certification, they needed an ASHI certification for wilderness first aid.
Is that something, so you were teaching the boys for
no,
there?
I was teaching the Boy
adults,
Scout leaders.
The Boy Scout
right.
leaders. Okay. Do you offer, now that I mentioned it, do you come in and do, like, I don't know what kind of patches Boy Scouts need, but do you do something that would help with that as well?
If they need an ASHI level certification or if they need an American Heart Association certification, mm-hmm. we'd be more than happy to do it.
Oh, cool. So, and then you said you have also pet CPR.
Right. So, yeah.
And how do you, I right. can't even imagine.
So, what happens with pet CPR, you know, I never really thought of it until I started doing it.
Okay.
You know, obviously, you know, pets are mammals, you know, usually cats and dogs, they're mammals and everything like that. And the techniques are somewhat similar, but different to a certain extent.
Okay.
And, you know, like nowadays, people love their pets. I mean, I have three rescue dogs myself. Mm-hmm. And almost like at least once a week, I'm getting deliveries from like Chewy.com or something like that, you know, for the pets. And they're all happy when they see me bringing a box. You know, they're like, oh, daddy bought me toys and everything like that. So so what happens is, like, for instance, for an adult, when you open up the airway for the adult, you tilt the head back to remove the tongue away from the airway. So as far as... dogs, what we do is, because they have the long snout, to open up their airway, you pull the tongue all the way out and then close their mouth, and you do mouth-to-snout ventilations. And then we actually have a mannequin where you could practice that, and you see the chest rise on the mannequin, and then you also do compressions. Now, depending on the type of dog that you have or cat that you have, depending upon their anatomy or their body shape, will determine how you'd wind up doing compressions.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because I know that when we watch television, you know, we get kind of an idea of what a CPR procedure is supposed to look like, right? But things have changed. I mean, you don't have to do mouth-to-mouth anymore. That's one of the things people go, I'm not going to teach that. I don't have to put my mouth on anybody. So, but things have changed in terms of how you administer CPR.
Right. So over the past couple of years, the AHA, and they have scientifically based evidence that determine that compressions are the most important thing regarding resuscitation.
And that's when they're doing the pressure on the chest.
Right. Doing the pressure on the chest. So when they're doing compressions on the chest, what they're actually doing is they're creating pressure inside the chest, which is also compressing the heart.
Okay.
So when they push down on the chest, that pushes blood out of the heart. When they release the pressure, the chambers of the heart fill up with blood. So when you're doing compressions, you're actually an external pump for that body
okay.
or for that person. Mm-hmm. So that being said, AHA also has compression-only CPR, hands-only CPR. And that's very important, and that's designed for the layperson or anybody that doesn't want to do, say, mouth-to-mouth ventilations
right.
or they don't have a barrier device.
Mm-hmm.
So hands-only CPR is excellent because what happens is when you're compressing on the chest, you're also pushing the air out of the lungs of that patient or that person. And then when you release your hands or you let the chest go back into the normal position, what happens is the negative pressure in the chest, some air, atmospheric air, will go into the chest.
Mm-hmm.
So the person will get some oxygen.
Okay.
You know, so hands-only CPR does work. I mean, the most important thing is circulating the blood throughout the body
mm-hmm.
to hopefully, keep the tissues and everything oxygenated.
So you would be doing the same thing for the pets?
Right. If you could do compression only, I guess, for pets, or you could do mouth to snout.
Okay.
You could do regular CPR. I believe that more people would not hesitate doing mouth to snout.
Right. I'm going to tell you right now, I think people will sooner put their mouth on a dog or a cat before they on another human for some reason. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
But that does happen. So you do you recommend well, obviously, if this is something that you're interested in learning, taking the training so that you can properly administer CPR to your pet or to a human. But is that something that you would do to any size dog or, you know,
yes,
like little dogs?
Yes, depending on the anatomy of the your pet, mm-hmm. will determine where the hand placement would be for for the compressions.
Do you do it for children as well, like infants?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do it for children and also infants. Obviously, you're not going to do mouth to snout on an infant because they don't have snouts. But yes, we teach infant and also child CPR. And actually, we're going to have a free infant class on January 6th.
Wow.
That if you go to my website, mm-hmm. which is PernicesRescueTraining.com, on the cover page of the website, you'll see free infant CPR.
Okay.
And they can click on that and register.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to make sure we give them more information because there should be a lot of people that should sign up for this type of service. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Hollywood's top earning actresses.
I don't mean to start stuff.
From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell with the ET Radio Minute. Emma Stone tops Forbes magazine's new list of the world's highest paid actresses, bringing in an estimated $26 million. This is Stone's first time at number one, earning her biggest payday ever, thanks mostly to the success of her hit musical, La La Land.
I'm going to go out with a bunch of my friends and dance and drink champagne.
With just over half of her 2016 total, Passenger star Jennifer Lawrence came in second with $24 million. Lawrence formally topped the list 3 years in a row in 2014, 2015, and 2016.
Oh my God, thank you.
Former Friends and Office Christmas Party star Jennifer Aniston is one of the only actresses who has remained on the highest paid list for more than a decade. This year, she grabbed the number three slot with $19.5 million.
I did. I got a surprise.
And after the release of Disney's blockbuster Beauty and the Beast, star Emma Watson made the list for her first time at number six with $14 million, tying with Atomic Blonde star Charlize Theron.
This was a huge deal for me. You know, I feel like I've been incredibly blessed.
And Arrival star Amy Adams rounds out the list at number 10 with $11.5 million.
It was such a wonderful experience to work on this film.
You can check out the complete list of the world's highest paid actresses right now at Forbes.com. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell.
Looking for the perfect gift this season? Want to avoid the malls and lines this year? Check out Omaha Steaks. And now for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 300 in the search bar. That's 75% off. It's a ton of food for less than $50. You get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four additional kielbasa sausages free. All of this for less than $50. If you're looking for convenient and quick shopping for those on your list, go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code 300 in the search bar, add the family pack to your gift cart, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-799-2745. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance.
If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-799-2745. That's 1-800-799-2745. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-799-2745.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to greatgorgemc.com or mountaincreek.com.
It's WTBQ's Holiday Music Specials. Be listening Monday, December 4th at 3 p.m. for WTBQ's production of A Hometown Christmas. You'll hear from WTBQ staff, our local business owners, and politicians Monday, December 4th at 3 p.m. WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
This afternoon, we'll have a mixture of sun and clouds. It will be breezy, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Now, for tonight, we'll start out mainly clear, but a few clouds do work in overnight. It's rather chilly with a low near 25. Intervals of sun and clouds for your day Saturday in the low to mid 40s, but on Sunday, we'll approach 50 degrees with a partly sunny day. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ. And we're back. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I've been hanging out with Adam Pernice from Pernice's Rescue Training, and you do a little bit of everything. Give us a recap again of the things that you cover.
So we cover American Heart Association courses. Mm-hmm. We cover American Safety and Health Institute courses. And then we also do active shooter courses, and then also PET CPR and first aid.
And you mentioned that PET CPR and first aid is like your most popular.
Right, right. People, like usually when they're taking the AHA courses, it's because they need it for work. It's a have to course, yeah, or certification. PET CPR is more of a, you know, they want to do that because everybody loves their pets, mm-hmm, you know, and they'll do anything for their pets. As far as humans, that's something different.
Yet to be determined. Yeah. So you mentioned before we went on break, you were talking about a free CPR class that you were offering for children.
Right. Well, actually, it's I'm offering a free class.
To adults to do for children.
For infants.
For infants,
right, because
okay.
The way AHA is set up, you could just do, depending on the audience, mm-hmm, or the people that want to take the courses, they could just take adult CPR and AED, child and also infant CPR and AED. But what we're doing is we're having a course just for like new parents, okay, or new expecting parents or
right,
expecting parents to learn CPR and how to do foreign obstructed body maneuvers, just in case, God forbid, their baby winds up choking,
mm-hmm,
you know, so this way they learn how to do it. They feel confident in the skills and it puts them a little at ease. You know, after they practice a few times, this way they know, okay, I can do this. It's not as hard. And they feel a little more confident and at ease when, when the baby comes or when.
Right. I mean, I know I was a first time parent, and I'm sure like most first time parents, I was a complete panic about absolutely everything. Every little noise that came out of that, you know, through that baby monitor, I was like out chasing that noise, see what was going on. So you're offering this free course for parents to take, or adults to take, for infant CPR.
Right, exactly. And we're going to have the class on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's a Friday.
And I don't know.
oh, no, Saturday. Saturday. I'm sorry. It's Saturday, January 6th.
Okay.
And it'll start at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it'll probably run till 12 or 1 p.m. Depending how the class goes.
And where are you doing this class?
So I'm going to do it at the Town of Walkill Volunteer Ambulance Corps which is located in Middletown.
Okay.
So the address is 22 Maltese Drive.
Oh, okay.
In Middletown, New York.
Okay, I know exactly where it is. It's like near the Silver Lake Firehouse.
Exactly. It's right next to their new firehouse.
Correct. Oh, okay. Beautiful. So again, that's going to be January 6th, which we have already determined is a Saturday.
Correct.
From 10 a.m. to about 1 p.m.?
Correct.
Okay, at the 22 Maltese Drive in Middletown. So that's going to be free for adults to take. And is there like a limit of people?
Yeah, I mean, I put the limit as 15.
Okay.
I mean, I'll probably, depending how the response is, I'll probably have them once a month. Because, I mean, ultimately, it's a good thing. And this CPR, people should know CPR, but especially with infants. Because a lot of people wind up, new parents wind up panicking and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to make sure that the babies or the infants get the care they need, and then, God forbid, something happens,
yeah,
the parents know what to do and how to do it.
How do people sign up for this?
They could just go to my website, which is PreneseRescueTraining.com.
And for those that aren't sure what Preneses...
Oh, yeah, so it's
P-E-R-N-I-C-E-S,
RescueTraining.com.
Okay.
Or they could just give me a call at 347-633-4608. They could either call or text me, you know, anytime, 24 hours a day, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if I, you know, and if I can't get to the phone, they'll just leave a message.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see the text later on.
So now you mentioned 24/7. So here's the thing. Your services are, they do cater to 24/7 types of services, law enforcement and things like that, because you know that there's just different shifts out there. So explain that.
Right. So there's corporations out there that are running 24, just like you said, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the, you know, and these companies want their employees to be trained, at least in first aid, you know, CPR, one thing, and then some companies first aid.
Yeah, because we do have a lot of manufacturing businesses here in Orange County that do work three shifts.
Right. One of the companies I did is Nexans Energy Company
up
in, located in Chester.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I conducted that during the day, but they're a 24/7 operation. So if a corporation or agency needs training, say on the midnight shift, we'd be more than happy to go to their location and train their personnel in the certifications or the training that they need.
You say that, and you keep saying they, us. So who makes up, who's in your business? Like you, who do you work with?
I work, obviously, myself.
Uh-huh.
My daughter, who's also a fire department, you know, New York City Fire Department paramedic.
Oh, cool.
She's certified to teach, and her name's Ashley Pernice. Then I work with a retired sergeant from NYPD Counterterrorism Division. He actually does my the active shooter courses.
Okay.
And then also I have other resources as far as the other people that I teach with at Kingsborough Community College and also LaGuardia Community College.
So you do have great credentials. You have people that have been boots to the ground and know, you know, hands-on
how
to do this.
The people that I have working with me are very experienced, usually over 10 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they also know it's not just somebody that has a certification to teach. They're educators.
Right.
So they know how, you know, depending on the level of the audience to cater their presentation to the level so the audience can understand them.
Yeah.
Because if I just have lay people in my audience, I can't be spurting out all this medical terminology.
Well, yeah, you can't have, all the jargon. People won't follow. They won't know. I mean, there's some things that may be common to you, but it may not be common to everyone else that's listening. So it's great to know that you actually tailor it so that it fits your audience. So they can feel comfortable when they're taking this. Taking on a new course to try to learn something, especially something that's built around helping save lives potentially, can be very, you know, nerve-wracking. You want to make sure you don't mess anything up as you're, or that you're taking very meticulous notes.
Right.
So I think that's it's great. So tell me about, you had mentioned before about the active shooter. And so you don't do scenarios, but you do give lectures on that. And I know that's a hot topic as of late. And so if there's a business that's interested in having you come in and kind of give them a lecture so that, I don't know, put their employees at ease, that's something that you offer. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. So there's a lot of free active shooter courses that are provided through the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and those are all very good and everything like that. But we would wind up, somebody would call our company if, say, it doesn't fit their schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, we could cater to almost all types of schedules. And then also, the depending where we're doing the lecture, we cater to their policies and procedures, because different companies have different policies mm-hmm. and procedures as far as what to tell their, like, the employees will have to do one thing, but their security force or the security guards in that particular building are responsible for other things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then there's just certain things that you should and shouldn't do, or we give you the, or you have a bunch of options mm-hmm. of what to do. God forbid there's an active shooter
okay.
and you're at your location.
So you kind of give them some kind of, I think if in my terms of what I'm thinking about is giving them peace of mind. I mean, you don't really know how you're going to react when you're in that situation, but having some kind of idea is better than not knowing at all what to do.
Right. For example, we did, not my company, but like I said before, I work for Jamaica Hospital. So at Jamaica Hospital, I'm a paramedic, but they also, the hospital utilizes the pre-hospital care department to mm-hmm. train their personnel also. So myself and also Frank Villaroma, that's the retired sergeant from NYPD, and then other employees from Jamaica Hospital wind up giving the active shooter course at Jamaica Hospital for the employees.
Great. So we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to kind of tell people what other services you can provide and how they can reach out to you. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tis the season to bring joy to others. Join Maroney's Harley-Davidson in New Windsor and the Orange County Hog Chapter on Saturday, December 2nd at 9 a.m. as they prepare donated gifts for local children. Drop off an unwrapped gift at Maroney's for a girl or boy before December 2nd. Then join the toy run with Santa. Kick stands up at 11:30 a.m. to head over to the Cornerstone Family Healthcare Kaplan Family Pavilion on Lake Street. Questions, call 845-564-5400 or visit fasthog.com. Piranha Grill is a five-star food truck that creates home-cooked, delectable food, serving breakfast and lunch, including yummy donut muffins, egg sandwiches, burgers, freshly made French fries, and Piranha Issimos, which is chicken or pork with provolone, onions, and peppers on a roll or in a pita. Chief cook Renee uses organic ingredients and sources everything locally, including the truck. Renee, a 20-year Navy veteran, brings yummy to your neighborhood. Whether for a party, an event, or a festival, contact Renee on Facebook at Piranha-Grill.
Orange County Tourism invites you to join in all the fun events and activities in the county every weekend in December, starting with Country Christmas on the Farm, with real live reindeer, horse-drawn wagon rides, a gift shop, and freshly cut Christmas trees, all at the Manza Family Farm in Montgomery. For more information, visit manzafamilyfarm.net. Spend a lazy afternoon and enjoy Christmas tea with friends and family in a 1730s stone house with music and refreshments at the Jacob T. Walden House in Walden. Go to thewaldenhouse.org for more information. Celebrate the holidays at West Point with singers and musicians from the West Point Band and Santa himself at the Eisenhower Hall Theater at West Point. Come to the annual Christmas show at the historic Paramount Theater in Middletown with 18-time Grammy winner Jimmy Sturr. Joining Jimmy and his orchestra is Jermaine Paul, winner of NBC's The Voice. For tickets, visit MiddletownParamount.com. For all the great events and activities in the county, visit OrangeTourism.org.
Hi, this is Tom Lovelace. Join me and my guests every Saturday morning, 9 a.m., for the Lovelace Music Experience. Exciting interviews and great music from every genre, right here on WTBQ, playing the best music.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Happy Friday, everybody. I know I got to get my Christmas shopping started. Thanksgiving went by so fast, right?
Yeah, time goes by too fast.
Too fast. And so I want to remind everyone, here at the WTBQ station, when I walked in, there was like tons of toys. I thought one of them was for me. No, it turns out they're doing a toy drop for military for tots. So that information is on WTBQ's website. We also been pushing it out at the Chamber of Commerce's website and our Facebook page. So if you're interested in making a donation for toys for military tots, make sure you stop by WTBQ. But I got to get my shopping done. It's craziness. But, you know, I was thinking about shopping for Christmas, and it got me thinking about my trip to Costa Rica. We're still trying to do that. So again, if you're interested in, after all the Christmas shopping that's done and Thanksgiving is over and all the families go back to where they usually come from, and you want to take a trip, have a nice little vacation, make sure to join us at Costa Rica. We are going to discover and explore Costa Rica with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce and Chamber Discoveries. If you want information on that, send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com. So I've had the pleasure of hanging out here today with Adam Pernice from Pernice's Rescue Training.
Oh, thank you.
Very important information, because we have people that go, you know, I've been thinking about doing that. I honestly think that when I had my children, that maybe that should have been something, CPR should have been something that during my Lamaze classes they would have trained me to do or given me the option of taking, and I don't recall any of that. So, I mean, I'm thinking this is something that I know people think about and they say, I want to do that, but I don't have the time. And your office and your services provide it so that it caters to the needs of a business that runs 24/7.
Right, exactly. And then also for, like I mentioned before, as far as a layperson, you could just have a come in for a CPR class for just, say, children and infants. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do adults, or you could just come in for adults.
Mm-hmm. Do your pets.
Oh, right, exactly. Do the pets, mm-hmm. Right? But, and
do you ever have like a group of, you know how they have those paint and sip events? Maybe you have like, you know, a group of friends that want to do something. They, hey, let's do some pet CPR. Hey, I'm giving you ideas here.
That's marketing. Right. That is a good idea. Then the CPR will wind up being sloppy and stuff like that by the end.
But think about it. People will actually bring their pets to get their pictures with Santa.
That's true.
You know
what
I mean? So mm-hmm. You do Santa, come take a picture with Santa, your pets, and at the same time, you learn pet CPR.
Right, that's good.
There you go. You're going to give me a little cut on that.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of cuts, you are being generously offering a 10% discount via the Chamber of Commerce's site.
Right. So what I'll do is I'll give you a promo code mm-hmm. for the Orange Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. And then people would receive, if they utilize the code, they'll receive a 10% off on American Heart Association courses.
I'll make sure to push it out on our member happenings. We put out a member happenings every Friday, which highlights our members and the offers and the discounts and whatever events are coming up for our members. So I'll make sure to put that promo code on our member happenings. So if you're interested in getting a 10% discount on this services, any of the services that you provide, it'll be on the website for you to utilize. So give us some, there's some common misconceptions. What to do, what not to do.
Yeah, well, first of all, people always say, oh, I don't need to learn CPR because, how often do you use it? But that's not the case. You want to learn CPR for that one time, maybe you have to use mm-hmm. or do CPR. One of the common things that happens where you hear stories and everything like that are parents telling you how, my child was choking, I slapped him on the back, and, then the object popped out and their mouth and everything like that, and they started breathing normally. That's well and good, and it worked out great for that person. However, if a person is choking, if they're coughing forcibly, meaning that there's air coming out, so it's a partial airway obstruction, you're not going to do the Heimlich maneuver or slap them on the back, because what might happen is at that situation the person has a partial airway obstruction, mm-hmm. so some air is going in and coming out. However, if you do a maneuver, you might cause a person to have a complete airway obstruction. Okay. Now no air is getting in, and the person's literally suffocating.
Okay.
If that would happen, then you have to do the Heimlich.
Because I'm always told, if you're coughing, put your arms up, and somebody's going right. to, smack the back of you until you stop coughing.
Yeah. No, when you want to encourage the person to cough, mm-hmm. make sure direct somebody else to call 911. You stay with the person that's coughing, and then if it winds up becoming a complete obstruction, then you can perform the Heimlich maneuver. Mm-hmm. Well, with infants, there's different maneuvers that you have to do with an infant, mm-hmm. But and some of the other things that people should do also is a lot of times, like I said, I work on the ambulance still as a paramedic, and I come across patients that have expired medications and they still take it, or they don't take all of it and everything like
that. They're maybe not as strong, but maybe they do kind of still work.
Yeah.
No?
The thing is, that's the thing. The medications are not, after the expiration date, there's a possibility of the medication not being as effective as it should be. Mm-hmm. All right. And the thing is, certain medications are light sensitive. So especially like cardiac patients, that are taking, say, nitroglycerin, mm-hmm. that medication has a short lifespan, and it's usually in a brown-colored
container,
right? And, that obviously doesn't last forever. And so people should, look at the expiration dates of the medication and discard them and renew them.
Discard them. Don't double up on them because you think that'll increase the potency.
Right, right. And that's and that's what happens with the sometimes with the taking the pain medication.
Right.
Like the opiate epidemic.
Oh, gosh.
How it's now mentioned now.
That's a whole different show for hour, right?
But the reason it's going like that is because they're mixing it with different other medications
right.
and drugs and stuff like that, so it makes it more potent. But one of the things I want to mention also is, because I've run into this a couple of times, is people that have allergies and they're prescribed an epi-auto injector and they don't carry it with them all the times. What happens if they have an anaphylaxis reaction and they don't have their EpiPen, well, usually the reason they have that EpiPen is because during that allergic reaction, their airway starts closing up.
Mm-hmm.
And if the epinephrine or the epi-auto injector is a life-saving medication, so they need to take that right away. And if they don't have that, then it's going to be a time delay between they receive the medication until EMS responds and until they wind up hopefully opening up their airways.
Right.
I mean, people literally die because of anaphylaxis reactions.
And,
like bee stings or,
right.
you know,
so you're saying
things.
People, make sure you carry your EpiPens with you. They were
right.
given to you for a reason.
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, even if it costs a lot of money, right, it's you can't put a price on life.
Mm-hmm.
And then once again, those things expire too after a certain period of time.
So you're saying don't take expired medication. Carry your EpiPen. Don't smack someone on the back.
right, exactly. To relieve an obstructed airway. Right. Yeah. And then also,
so many rules.
I know, right? And the another thing also that I thought it was like it wouldn't happen, but still today in today's day and age, people aren't wearing their seatbelts.
Oh yeah.
And then people don't realize it. If even if you wear your seatbelt, that somebody in the vehicle is not wearing their seatbelt. That person that's not wearing that seatbelt is dangerous to you because, God forbid, you wind up getting into a car accident. That person that's not wearing the seatbelt can wind up colliding with you.
Colliding with you, right.
And then cause injuries.
Yeah.
And that being said, also, in your vehicle, you shouldn't have, big, bulky objects that aren't, that could just fly around because they could also injure you.
Because I usually put heavy, bulky stuff when I'm driving in the snow, in the winter. I'm like, just throw that in there. It's good.
Winds up becoming a projectile object, and uh-huh. then you really don't want that hitting you in the head or anything like that.
No, I guess you're right. So you got a lot of rules, Pernice, as far as training.
That's why I just, my only friends are my dogs.
Well, that's because you bring them chew toys and do CPR
on
them.
Exactly.
So again, we'll just recap really quick. You provide, one more time.
So, okay, we provide American Heart Association courses, mm-hmm. American Safety and Health Institute courses, active shooter course, and also PET CPR on first aid.
So if you're interested in doing this, and like he said, he can tailor the training to your schedule. So, you know, if you are a business that are looking to have this type of training for your employees and you're open 24/7 or you have three shifts, this is something that you can speak to Adam about and hopefully scheduling training for all your employees.
Right. And then don't forget about the free infant CPR that's coming.
Oh, that's
January
right. Tell
6th.
Us again.
January 6th, Saturday, January 6th at Town of Walk Hill Volunteer Ambulance Corps.
Mm-hmm.
You can call me at 347-633-4608 or visit my website and just register. It's limited spaces.
Okay, so you don't have, do you have a location where people can come visit you or you're just like a roving trainer?
Most of my classes are at the Town of Walk Hill Volunteer Ambulance Corps.
Okay.
But I'm only there if... either I'm working on the ambulance or I'm conducting a class.
All right.
But they could reach out to me any time of day.
Great. Excellent. So thank you so much, Adam, for hanging out with me today here. Adam's Pernice's Rescue Training. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. And I will see you guys next Friday. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.